Hey, 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 it's another great Tuesday here in KMA land, and I am the Tuesday host of the Double X Factor, Spencer Williams. This week, I asked Sandy if we could talk about being on the outside looking in at an unhealthy relationship. We've all been around those relationships that make us super uncomfortable. Sometimes it's just constant bickering, and other times it's far more severe. But again, I know I, for one, have been a part of unhealthy relationships that have probably caused others discomfort too. And even in what I believe to be a very solid relationship now, we've still had very negative exchanges and interactions. Just like any situation or personal growth topic we talk about here on the Double X Factor, no relationship is perfect. So also, in Double X Factor fashion, we need to throw up the disclaimer that we're discussing relationships that are toxic, not just relationships that have struggled from time to time. A toxic relationship, according to Dr. Lillian Glass, a California-based communication and psychology expert, is any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other, where there's competition, where there's disrespect and a lack of cohesiveness, end quote. Toxic partners tend to isolate their significant others and demand all their attention. After a while, this can make the victim feel as though they don't have a support system anymore and have nowhere to go if the relationship ends. Having someone you love endure an unhealthy relationship can be discouraging and painful. You want the best for your friends, and it's tough when you know they're not as happy as they could be. But what can you do? Or is there anything you should do? If it's not actually a physical danger situation, start by having a conversation with them. Chances are you'll hear lots of excuses, but it's important as a friend to just hear them out. No judgments, no answers, just an ear. It's also very wise in toxic situations to understand that these conversations typically aren't the one and done type. You'll probably have the same conversation many, many times. Along with an ear, your role is to also be a positive presence. It's extremely helpful to validate their feelings and remind them that they aren't the problem. Being a positive presence requires patience. The timeline you are focusing on probably isn't the same one working in their minds. It's also important to remember your own boundaries and mental health. Helping a friend with their relationship is one thing, but allowing it to take over your life is another. If holding space for your friend becomes too much, you have the full authority to protect yourself. Voice that, step back, and practice self-care. You aren't capable of helping anyone else if you're not right with yourself. And finally, and this is such a biggie in any topic we discuss here on the Double X Factor, you must be aware that you cannot save your friend or their relationship. You can help prepare them for anything that might happen, but the burden is not on your shoulders. Yes, helping them see the toxicity is your gift to them, but allowing their inner strength to shine through on its own is the most important thing you can offer them. Sandy's got more on this subject tomorrow, and I'll chat with you again on Thursday. In the meantime, you can find us under the Double X Factor Programs tab at kmaland.com or on social media at KMAXX Factor. Thanks so much for listening.